Good evening. Shavua Tov.
Hello.
Shavua Tov. Hope you had a good Shabbat.
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Baruch Hashem. Please join me in saying the Ana B'Koach. Ana B'Koach, Gedulat Shemincha, Tatir, Zerura, Aleph Gimel Yitzat Tzadi. Kabel rinat amcha sagvenu taharenu nora kufre shayan sintet nun na gibor dor sheyechutcha kivavat shamrem nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin Barchem tacharem, rakameh sitkatcha, tamid gamlem. Betet resh, tzaditat gimel. Hasim kadosh, vero tucha, nael adata. Het kuf bet, tet nunayim. Yachid geyer. Lamcha penei zokre kedushata. Yud gimel aleph, pei zayin kuf. Shavatenu kabel, ushma tziakatenu yodeya talumo. Shin kufav, tzadi yud taf. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We're now going to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Elohei Wahei, Adonai Elohei Wahei, El Rachum V'Chanun, Erech Apayim. V'rav chesed be'emet, notze chesed la'alafim, notze awon wafesha, v'chata'a v'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar, from Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29. And we'll start with a L'Shem Yichud. L'Shem Yichud, Kud Shabarichu, Ishkinte, Bid Hilu, Urhimu, Hilu, Hilu, Urhimu, Le'akta, L'Shem Yud He, Bavav He, B'Yehuda, Shalim, B'Shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, Lasok Torah Mitzvah, Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konaneh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konanehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tanenan Dekucha Berichu Koma Deaved Le'ela Wittata Kolaihu Kishot Biovada Tikshot Pelaid Lach Mila Bialma Bivae Barnosh Vadach Yalea Mineya Ulan Haga Peya Kalana Dehakulu Ovada Tikshot Inun Wikolaid Stirich Bialma. Thank you. the energy of the year 5779, which will be starting tomorrow night, is a time, a period to become wise. There are no verses in the Torah that has this energy directly. Yet there are three verses that have the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Tet, concealed within them. The first verse that we study is from Leviticus 26:18. The letters of this name, Tafshin Ayin Tet, are concealed or by two letters each. Ve'imad ele lo tishme'u li v'yasafti l'yasra erhem sheva al hatotechem. The second verse that we study comes from Isaiah. It is chapter 36, verse 6. Hine vatachta al mishenet hakaneh haratzut hazeh al mitraim asher yisameh yishalavu va bekapo unkava. Kain paro melech mitraim lekol habochim alav. This verse has the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Tet, in the reverse order, Tet Ayin Shin Taf. But the letters themselves are separated by two letters each. The third verse comes from the prophet Micah. It is chapter 6, verse 13. And the name of the year is concealed by two letters each, spelled in the proper direction, Tafshin Ayin Tet. V'gam ani hecheleti hakotecha Hashme mal hatotecha. There is a fourth verse that has the energy of the year because it starts with the hay and ends with the tet. There are 13 of these verses, and we are studying the verse that connects to the month of Tishrei. This verse comes from 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 10. Hu gam vayach paplishtim ad ki yaga. Yado vatid bak yado el hecherev v'yas Adonai yohewahe teshua gedola bayom ahu v'ham yeshuvu acharav ach lefayashet. The year 5778, this is the last day of this energy, is to bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. The energy never changes. It's always available, but it's the last day of this year, and thus the last day that the energy of the universe is supporting this energy. The first of the two verses that have this energy is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkavam non vayitcha vayavo hamelech liroto vayomer amnon el hamelech davo natamar achoti utlabev ve'ene shete levivot v'evre miyada. The second verse comes from Psalms. It's chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Chet. These letters are separated by three letters each. Hatati odiacha, wawoni lokisiti, amarti ode ale peshai, ladonai ohe wahe, kwiata nasata awom, hatati sela. The year 5777 also has two verses that connect to its energy, which is that of the wake-up call and the goat. The first year that we, first verse of the two that we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod saduni katzibor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we have Zatzki Ak, which translates as appear like brothers. Or the final letters of these words, we have Dir Yam, translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse has the name of the year concealed within it. It is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. These letters are separated by seven letters each. Kim va'adonai yohewahe elohechem tadevaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776 has the energy of the pause that refreshes. There are also two verses that connect to this energy. The first is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ha'yulimat willo yachlu lehashi. Et kol ha'olot vayahaskum achechem ha'levim ad kelot hamlacha v'ad yitkadshu ha'kohanim ki ha'levim yishrei levav leitkadesh me ha'kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe, Lalahe, Wawawa, Yolayo, Alame, Hey, 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 Aka'a, Rekaha. The second verse that connects to this energy is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidchu v'adonai yohewahe ade ad kibia yohe adonai yohewahe tzur olamim. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is from Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kamalo tishemi meni lo tarpeni at bili ruki. Next, we will study 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol amachaloiya. Asher yitchabe sham wishavtem elai el nahum. Wehalati itchem wechayayim yashno. Varetz vechipasti. O Tov b'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved roav yomru ayo. The year 5774, first year that I started doing this analysis, has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse connecting to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom lamili Israel untati vishakan takta vilo yirgaz od vilo yosifu. Vene avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God utilizing the tool of saying the name of the letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote ala me mehe shi la la he aka aka heta he zayo ala da la awa he hea yo zala me behe he re yo he kome la awa kala yo la wa wa pe he la. Nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa. Nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he. Re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re. Yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da. Anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za. Hey, 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 me yo ha, wa wa la yo la he, sa a la a re yo, a shi la me yo he, wa he wa da nu yo, hey, hey, shi a me, nu nu a nu yo ta, me be hey, pe wa yo, nu me yo yo la, hey, re he, me ta re. Wa me be yo he he anu wa me he yo. Da me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa. Re a he yo he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We'll now connect to the 72 names of the Tzaddikim utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo za la yo me re he he yo yo he me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la. Nu me ha yo he yo, me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo a wa me, la yo be we he re. Yo yo la, yo yo wa la he he ka ako me nuda. Anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za. He shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he. Sa a la re yo a a la me ta he. Wa he he ha wa he wa yita la yo. He yo shi a la me. Nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo. Nu ko me a yo re la he be he me za re. Wa he be yo e yo a he a la wa me za yo. Ta he be me ka ko a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. We will now connect to the Ma meditation using the same tool. Yo wa da, yo wa da, hey ya, yo wa da, hey ya, wa a wa, yo wa da, hey ya, wa a wa, hey ya. Yo wa da, yo wa da, hey ya, yo wa da, hey ya, wa a wa. Yo wa da, hey ya, wa a wa, hey ya. Yo wa da, yo wa da, hey ya, yo wa da, hey ya, wa a wa, yo wa da, hey ya, wa a wa, hey ya. Yo wa da, yo wa da, hey ya, wa a wa, yo wa da, hey ya, wa a wa, yo wa da, hey ya, wa a wa, hey ya. Yo wa da, yo wa da, hey ya, yo wa da, hey ya, wa a wa, yo wa da, hey ya, wa a wa, hey ya. The names of the Tzaddikim who left this day, which is the 29th day of Elul, and the 5th day of creation. Rabbi Yaakov Halevi Lipschutz, Rabbi Naftali Hertz, Rabbi Raphael Landau, Rabbi Yerachmiel Yeshaya Mintzberg, Rabbi Eliezer Deutsch of Bonehad, and Rabbi Yisrael Rabinowitz of Skolya Kishinev. And the 8th verse of the Anna B'Koach we say in a whisper. Our handout today is going to be a Zohar class. It's going to be on the holiday of Rosh Hashanah. You can find it on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in the first row, the right-hand column. That landing page, when it opens up, you'll need to scroll down almost to the last inch of the page. And the link that we look for is also another landing page. The link is Zohar Recordings for the Holiday of Rosh Hashanah.
Oh.
And when that opens up, the first link is from the Parasha of Pinchas. It's section 8, titled The Days Between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot. This is our Parasha. This is the information, this is the energy that is necessary to prepare for Rosh Hashanah.
Okay.
Pasuk 27. Amar Rabbi Chiyayo Lerabbi Elazar Ilein Yomim Me Rosh Hashanah Ad Yoma Batra Ad Chag Ba'ina L'mekam El Yahu Amar Rabbi Elazar ha itmar v'cha avraya yo itaru v'hu Amar Rabbi Chiyayo v'day haki hu aval ana shema ana v'hu tzina kadisha ila amila v'hu Amar Leya Ema Hahumila Elad Lakaimna Peya Amar Rabbi Elazar As Algav Dechav Rayayo Ukmumila Beshapir Hu Aval Sidura Decha Neyome Raza Dehachmeta U Bein Machatz De Hakla. The translation, Rabbi Chiya said to Rabbi Elazar, I should like to discuss these days from Rosh Hashanah until the last day of Sukkot. Rabbi Elazar said, but we have already studied them, and the friends have made their comments about them. Rabbi Chiya said, of course, but I heard something about them from the great and holy luminary Rabbi Shimon. He said to him, tell us, to which Rabbi Chiya replied, I still do not grasp it, and it is not as clear as it should be. Rabbi Elazar said, although the friends have already discussed this matter, and it is beautiful, the order of these days is the secret of wisdom among the reapers in the field, namely among those scholars who have already completed all the clarifications of Malchut, which is termed the field. My commentary. This pasuk is hinting at the superiority, the higher level, meaning the greater wisdom and holiness of the Zohar over the Talmud. In hindsight, I probably would have worded this different today. This commentary. And I will clarify that it's not that the Zohar is superior to the Talmud. It is on a higher level. And we have grown that way. And I just quickly will tell you a story. It's unwritten commentary. I've said it before. About the time I was in Los Angeles, just initially starting to study Kabbalah. And I met a friend at a kosher restaurant. And we were talking about our studies. And there was a rabbi from Detroit, a very famous yeshiva. He was the head of that yeshiva. And he came over and started to explain to us the traditional teaching that to study Kabbalah, you need to first study the Talmud and the Gemara, the Mishnah, the Gemara. There's a whole process of learning that starts actually with the Tanakh itself. And as he finished, my friend, without really batting an eye, said, Rabbi, you're absolutely right. And we have done that for the last 300 lifetimes. But now, in this lifetime, it is time to study the Zohar, as we have been doing. Page, Pasuk 28. Tachatzi ha'itmar sidura de Yehuda kola bechad chech ave ve'ha'itmar petach ve'amar ha'ashaf Adonai yohei wahei Etzeroa kadsho Da da roach adam debeya talya Yeshua debeya talya Nukma debeya talya purkana Vilama lemekam lalakani meafra Ukabila la legabeya leizdav ga kahada vekad haidar lekabila kama dahilu sharya bialma adyanach hahu deroa tichot Risha Shaha Laid Habiraka Madi At Amre Shimao Lao Tahat Leroshi Widgomer Udeni Naika Dina Kaper Chovin. The translation. Come and see. The order of unifying all into one, how does that go? We have learned, he began. Hashem has made bare his holy arm. This is one arm, which is the left column, on which are dependent salvation, vengeance, and redemption. But why did Hashem make bare this holy arm of his? It was to raise up the congregation of Israel, namely Malchut, from the dust, and to welcome her with him so as to unite as one. When that arm is raised up toward her, there is much fear present in the world. Until he rests that arm under her head to unite with her, as it is said, his left hand is under my head. And then judgment rests, and he atones for sins. My commentary. The metaphor of the raising of the left arm of Hashem indicates a period of judgment. This is Rosh Hashanah. When the left arm finally finds its place under the head of the Shekhinah, the children of Israel, it indicates a change from judgment to mercy. This is Yom Kippur, which cleanses all people and leaves them totally pure of all negative actions, except for negative actions done against people that were not specified and related to the teshuvah that was done during the previous year, normally the previous month of Elul, but it can also be done any time during the year. This applies to the actions from earlier in this life as well as previous incarnations. Actions relating to Hashem are forgiven and cleansed. Actions between you and other people only become cleansed as they relate to the teshuvah that you have done this past year. Any teshuvah from previous years is cleansed each Yom Kippur, providing one follows the study ritual of the high priest. So in these two pesukim, we have discussed Rosh Hashanah and the 10 days of Tshuva to Yom Kippur, meaning the 7 days of a week. And the actions that we do during those 7 days will have an impact on each of those days in the coming year. It's important to keep this in mind. The more you study those days, The more you can contemplate and heal any negative actions you might have done in the past, all of that is being discussed within these two verses we've just read. Pasuk 29. I'm getting a lot of static, so please mute your phone. Thank you. Livatara he atai yamina lechabika kidein hedvavta sharyayo vialma vikal andin nahirin livatar izdavgat begufav ukein. Kolai kre echad bila peruda kedain hu shalemu de kola the head bavta de kola the achidu vadai madila ishtakach akiv bishar zimnei. The translation. Later, the right column comes to embrace her, then rejoicing engulfs the world, and all countenances shine. Subsequently, she, Malchut, unites with the body, namely the central column, and then everything is considered one without schism. For the central column incorporates the right and the left. Then everything is perfect. And everything is joyous, and they, Zeranpin and Malchut, certainly unite, which is not the case at other times. My commentary. This is a metaphorical understanding of the energy of Yom Kippur, but I should also add, it's more of an understanding of Sukkot as well. On the 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Pasuk 30. Kegavna dahai sidura dehane yomin merosh hashana ad yoma batra adehag Rosh Hashana Itar Deroa Dismala Lekabila La Lematronita Ugdain Kol Alma Bidhilu Bedina Uvae Ahuzina Betiuta Shalim Leishtacha Alma Kame Kudsha Barichu Livatar Atiat Matronita Uvayayin Bnei Kala Batisha Leyarcha Lemebad Tedvavta Umitzlabal Benachara ledacha, karmaihu bezivuga, lematronita beyoma, acharahu zivuga, tila leshavava, shemala pechot reishaha. Kimadiat amar shemolo ha'at l'roshi. The translation. Likewise is the order of these days, from Rosh Hashanah until the last day of Sukkot, is like this. On Rosh Hashanah, the left arm is awakened, namely the left column of Zeranpin. to welcome the queen. The whole world is then in fear of judgment, and the whole world has to be in complete repentance before the Holy One, blessed be he. Later, on the 9th of the month, the queen comes and the palace retinue, namely the children of Israel. They make merry and immerse themselves in the river to purify themselves so as to be worthy of the union of the queen with Zerantin. On the other day, the 10th of the month, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, for her union is accomplished by Zerantin placing his left hand under her head. In accordance with the text, his left hand is under my head. Here is my commentary. Here is the Zophar explaining the necessity to do a mikvah prior to Yom Kippur, especially on the 9th day. It is also hinting at the moment of transition from judgment to mercy for Yom Kippur. This takes place at the sunrise on the morning of the 9th day of Tishrei. Pasuk 31. Well, before we read 31, I'm sorry, but I'm getting static, so I will mute your phones. Continuing to discuss or add to my written commentary on Pasuk 30. This is referring to the kaparot, the pattern of utilizing either a chicken, which is the Hebrew word gever, which connects to the sweetening of the judgments, or some people use silver coins. This process of kaparot, of cleansing, is done on the night of the 9th of Tishrei, which is the day before the morning of before Erev Yom Kippur. It can be done any time during the 7 days. And we can discuss how that's done, although usually the Daily Zohar will send an announcement, an additional email that explains how to do it. But if you have any questions, feel free to call me or write me. Pasuk 31, I believe. Yes, Pasuk 31. Uktein Yisrael betanita al chovaihu kapara lehu dehaima ila anhirat anpaha lematronita pezivu gaha umit kafrin Kol b'nei hekala k'wan b'kismala mekabela la b'hai yoma d'reisha d'matronita shar yayo al shemala. The translation. Then, on the 10th day, Israel's fast for their sins and are forgiven. For supernal Ima, namely Bina, looks kindly on Malchut in the union. For on Yom Kippur, Malchut rises and coats Bina. and makes atonement for all of the retinue of the palace, namely Israel, since the left of Zerahemnah welcomes her on this day, for the head of Malchut rests on the left. My commentary. This is actually hinting to the awakening of Zerahemnah from the consciousness of dormita, of sleeping. This is what happened to Adam when Hashem took Eve and separated her so that they could return in sexual union. The emphasis of this verse is to realize, to reinforce the idea that everything is forgiven on Yom Kippur. And not only is everything forgiven, but Malchut, the physical world, rises up to Bina, the world that is coming, and allows us, if we have the right consciousness and we have the right understanding, it allows us to literally create the DNA of our year. What is going to happen during our year to us, to the children of Israel? What is going to happen to us, the individual members of the children of Israel? This can be done. If there is going to be a decree during the year, we have the opportunity to change it. These holidays are not for us to accept the will of Hashem. And what he decides is going to happen. This is for us to realize that we control our own destiny by our actions. And at the moment of Nila, the last prayer, when the gates are closed, when the ark is closed, at the moment of Nila, we can affect the change because we are no longer in the physical world, but we are in the world that is coming. We are perfectly pure, and we affect our destiny. Pasuk 32. Ve'yoma kiad ma'a deha gitar yamina. Lekabela begin lechabeka uktein kochet bav. Lekol antin nehirin vehed bavta demayim. Salilan lenaska almad becha uvayayim. Bnei nasha lemechedei. Because he named the head by the Hayamina Garim, the call Atar de Shari, Yamina head Balta, it's Terich, the cola, Gidein Chayat Balta, Peyo Leishta Asha. The translation. On the first day of Sukkot, the right column of Zerahemnah begins to move towards Malchut to embrace her. This is the hidden meaning of the verse, and his right hand embraces me. Then everyone rejoices and all the countenances shine. There is joy in pouring pure water on the altar. People should be happy by rejoicing in many different ways. This is brought about by the right. For wherever the right side, namely Chasadim, rests, there has to be joy everywhere. Then there is joy with which to be happy. My commentary. This is explaining that Sukkot is the energy of joy. It also hints to the difference between joy and happiness. One, joy, is an inner essence, and the other, happiness, are actions. And during Sukkot, they are unified. It also talks about the pouring of the water, which is the Hashueva, which is usually done on the third day, if it's not a Shabbat, of Sukkot. I highly recommend it. We will talk about it more as we get closer to that day. But first, we have Rosh Hashanah and the days of Tshuva and the Yom Kippur. Pasuk 33. Lav atar b'yoma temina hitvavta. Deoraita hu dehai kedain zivuga, degufa hu zivuga, dekola lemecheve, kola had veda, hu shalimu dekola, veda yoma de Yisrael, ihu vadai. Viad vadid ho, bilchodai hu dilet beya, hu laka leachara, zakayin inun, Yisrael bialmadin, uvalmadiate alaihu. Ketiv ki am kadosh, atala Hashem Elohecha, wikomer. The translation. Later, on the day of Shmini Atzeret, is Simchat Torah, as then the mating of the body, the central column called body, is taking place. This is the union of all parts, for it includes the mating of the left side of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, as well as the union of the right side of the holiday of Sukkot, since the central column incorporates the right and the left. Thus all is one, and this is overall perfection. And this day is definitely Israel's. Its portion belongs to them alone, for no other people has a part in it. That is to say, it is not like the 70 nations, because the nations have no part in Shmini Atzeret. Happy are Israel in this world and in the world that is coming. About them it is written, because you are a holy people, for Hashem your Elohim. My commentary. On Yom Kippur, we begin the creation of the central column for the frame of reference called year. This comes up during Mila, as I said earlier, the final prayer of Yom Kippur, when we say, Hashem Hu HaElohim, seven times. And this is hinted to above in Hashem, your Elohim. We have three columns in the Tree of Life. This is an unwritten commentary. There are three columns in the Tree of Life. On Rosh Hashanah, on the night of Rosh Hashanah, every human being has run out of energy from the year before and goes to sleep, which is an aspect of death. Then in the morning, when we wake up physically, we don't wake up spiritually until Yom Kippur. The process of Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur builds on the left column of the Tree of Life of the children of Israel. Then we build the right column, which is the from Yom Kippur to the end of Sukkot. And then we have the central column that only applies to the children of Israel and not to the other 70 nations. During Sukkot, we share the energy with the 70 nations. On Shmini Atzeret and on Simchat Torah, which in Israel is one day, in the diaspora it's 2 days, we are building the tree, the central column, the right and the left mixed together in the proper way with the right column in ascendance. These verses, which we've completed, are explaining these holidays. I am going to read another 2 verses, which is the second link on the Rosh Hashanah landing page. But before I start that, does anybody have any questions? You can unmute your phones in order to ask the questions. So we're starting again with a Pasuk 32, but in this parasha is Vayakel. Kach atzelav lemagana atkinu kadmaev shofar v'yam shakach mita min beita levekivre ite madi al meta v'kara dileya lehudia yehu La ela begim leagana al hayayo de la ishlot alayhu malach hamaved leastaa leyela veistamun mineya. The translation, come and see, not for nothing did the ancient wise men decree that a shofar was to be blown when the dead was taken from his house. You might say this is solely to honor the dead, but no, this is to protect the living, so that the angel of death will have no power over them, to accuse them above, and they might avoid him. My commentary. To understand this pasuk, one needs to know the power of the shofar and what it does to the angel of death. It causes the melach hamavet to forget what he wanted to say in his prosecution of that person who knows and hears the shofar. Pasuk 33. Patach v'yamar v'kitavu milchama b'yartzechem al hatzar hatzorer idchem edchem v'gomer v'daikna al hatzar damalach amavet Hatzorer yechem hadir v'katil livne nashal valikatla acharanin mai hakanteya v'hareotem im berosh hashana v'hu yomad dina Ve'ela hai malach ha'mavet nachit l'tata Begin li ashkacha Pe'ovadin divnei nasha U'salta le'ela le'asta alon Ve'Yisrael v'yadi Tehamalach hamavet nachit letata lesalik leila begin limehave kate kora alaihu mikadme bishufar leyabeva aleya Ilaya kilon ulagana alayu. The translation. He started by saying, and if you go to war in your land against the enemy that oppresses you, I have observed that the enemy refers to the angel of death that oppresses you forever, killing people and seeking to kill everyone. What is to be done about him? Then you shall blow an alarm on Rosh Hashanah, which is the day of judgment above. The angel of death comes down to examine people's deeds and then ascends and prosecutes them. And Israel, who know that the angel of death comes down and then goes up to be their prosecutor, blow the shofar early and complain against him so he would have no power against them and in order to protect themselves. By commentary. The verse is clear as it is written and is made more clear when one reads the Zohar in the Parasha of Imor, which has some explanation of all of the holidays, including Rosh Hashanah. The Hashem website has a section for each holiday as well. That's the end of tonight's class. Tomorrow, we have a 7 a.m. class. These are West Coast times, where we will do our slichot, but we will also cleanse the vows called Hadarat Nedarim. On Yom Kippur, in the evening, we do the Kol Nidre prayer, which cleanses the vows of this coming year, but it doesn't do anything to cleanse the vows from the year before, from the last year. That is done tomorrow morning. I hope you'll join us. At our 10:30 class tomorrow morning, we will continue studying these Zohar sections. to prepare ourselves for Rosh Hashanah. And what we don't finish at the 10:30 class, we will finish in the 3 o'clock class. I'm going to unmute the phone so that you may ask questions. Does anyone have any questions? If you're not, if you're asking a question, you're not hearing yourself, please unmute your phone. I wish you all a Shana Tova, a good year, a sweet year, a year of joy and plenty and health and happiness. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Shalom. A good year.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.